Egypt's former interior minister and six police commanders returned to court today to face charges of ordering officers to shoot at protesters. Their appearance came a day after they were seen in court alongside deposed President Hosni Mubarak. 6 months after Mubarak fell, Egypt remains in turmoil. Protesters are still on the streets demanding that the military rulers enact swifter reforms and trials for former regime stalwarts. We spoke to Michael Monnier, president of the U.S. Cops Association, about the effect these latest events are having on Christians living in Egypt.
Well, I think a lot of people did not believe this day will come. Still, Mubarak was the one that appointed most of all the military council leadership. They are in power today, and for the most part, there have been a lot of playing around with the trial date, which caused a lot of people to go to Tahrir Square a month ago. And seeing this image of him being tried, I think it's a day of retribution to a lot of families, a lot of Christian families who spent the last 30 years dealing with churches being burned and bombs and looted and destroyed with no actions from his government, in addition to, obviously, the family of the victims from all kind of acts perpetrated during his presidency, lasting with the killing of the revolution martyrs. So I think the image is historic because it tells every future leader of Egypt that no one is immune from prosecution, as most have thought after the 52 revolution. And there will be a day of reckoning for people that misuse their power.
The protests brought out all communities on all sides out onto the streets. Do you think what we've seen with regards to the pictures, do you think that's also been a unifying force, as it were?
Well, I mean, for the most part, the day was uneventful, with the exception of some thugs that tried to attack some lawyers, etc. And it's expected to have people who made billions from the Mubarak regime, they still have their money. A lot of them are outside of Egypt. A lot of them are still untouched in corruption scandal or whatnot. And a lot of them are trying to create some unrest. So there will be some people who have some interest to destabilize the country, let alone the acts coming out from Saudi and other governments in injecting tons of money to the Salafis and the Brotherhood and the fanatics. Elements of the Egyptian society, all these factors are in play to try to destabilize the country. But I think for most part, the trial itself is the first sign of the revolution succeeding.
You talked there a little bit earlier about Christian families who obviously had been affected. With regard to that, again, coming back to the idea of trials of the people involved, do you think that does bring about a sense of, for them, a sense of reconciliation, a sense of something being done? Do you think it's a way of making them feel better?
Not entirely, to be honest with you, because none of the crimes he's been tried for so far, or the interior minister who spent about 12 years in the ministry, had to do with a direct attack on Christians or their families or properties. Even though we know that up until last January 1st, there was an attack in Alexandria in a church bomb that claimed lots of lives, over 120 lives and wounds. So not having a direct crime related to Christians and what they have suffered under his regime does not give us this great joy of retribution, but for all Egyptians, I think it does.
I mean, we're still seeing protesters on the streets. They're demanding that the military rulers enact swifter reforms and trials of the former regime stalwarts, as it were. I mean, is that coming from all sections of society, all communities that are out on the street?
I think most non-religious parties, most secular forces in Egypt still wants to curb the military council power, still wants to move on with concrete steps to take the country into civilian leadership. And most people are still worried that at the end, the trial might end up being some sort of a TV show to get people thinking there was justice and then it might fold into nothing. So what's happening is liberal forces are trying to keep pressure on the military council, saying you need to bring him to trial. Now you brought him to trial. You need to finish this trial quickly, because in Egypt and through the judicial system, things can take years to materialize. Right now, what we saw yesterday was that the council has realized that the forces on the streets are greater to ignore, and people in Tahrir are greater to ignore, and they have decided to move forward. Whether they move forward expeditiously or they move forward slowly, that would all depend on how much pressure on the street on them.
What is it like at the moment for Christians, their everyday life? I mean, obviously moving on from what happened with Mubarak, but also with regard to relations with Muslims. What is the general situation? Are there still tensions? Have things improved?
Actually, things haven't improved. This is the unfortunate part in this whole thing, that we saw the revolution got out members of the Jamaa Islamiyya, who had in the past deemed killers, who had killed people in the government and killed people on the streets and killed Christians, and were in jail. They got out. They started actually forming political parties. They have every freedom to move around, and Christians are still asking the military council to allow them to build their churches. Christians are still asking for a law against discrimination. So we feel that in all what we've given to the revolution, we have not received anything tangible in return. On the contrary, obviously the security situation is poor in Egypt. We've had many incidents where churches have been attacked after the revolution with no arrest or trial of anybody, except one case. And we've had cases of white and systematic attacks on Christians in many villages with slow response from the military council, because the council doesn't want to get into a situation where they have to use force against people. And so the situation for Christians right now, it's not really great. Last Friday, Muslim forces or fanatic elements of the Islamic society went out into Tahrir Square, kicked out all the liberals, and they demanded Egypt to be an Islamic state. They raised the Saudi flag on Egyptian soil, and that's one action, and demanded for Sharia law to be used in Egypt. This is one thing that scares everybody in Egypt, moderate Muslims, and obviously greatly scares Christians. And for that, we are wondering, why would the military council allow this greater role to fanatic elements of the society post the revolution, given that they did not participate in the revolution, and they actually denounced the revolution in the first few days. In fact, they went as far as issuing some fatwas to say that it's against God to go against a Muslim ruler in their attempt to protect Mubarak. But after Mubarak failed, they jumped on the revolution and they tried to capitalize on it as if it was their forces that caused this revolution. And this is the struggle that Egypt is facing now, the liberal forces versus the Islamic forces. And it looks like the Islamic forces are winning the battle. It looks like the military council is bowing to their pressure. And it even looks like the U.S. has some sort of an agreement with the Islamic forces to go on and try to establish a Turkish model in Egypt. The only problem to that is Turkey has maybe 1% Christian, or less than 1%. Egypt has 15 to 20% Christians. And having a Islamic law and a Sharia and having a Wahhabi sect of Islam running the country would not lead us into good stable country. On the contrary, it would lead into destabilizing Egypt, because Christians would not accept to be treated as second-class citizen, and it might lead into civil war. So we probably are more fearful today of the Islamic forces than we used to be before the Mubarak regime. And what we're asking the military council is to take a strong step and to stop the double standards and in treating the Islamic forces as one entity, and treating the liberal and secular and leftist and all the other non-religious movements as right now being treated as a non strong force, or maybe not even a no force at all, which is kind of a shame because these are the forces that led the revolution, caused the revolution, and got us to the states where we're at now.